United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and a special guest direct from Hollywood, Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature program for Savings Bonds presented by this station as a public service. Let it serve as a reminder that your future is important to you now, for today is the time to make that future secure with the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds. And now here's Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra to open the show with Mr. Sosnick's own composition, Strolling Along. Thank you, Harry Sosnick. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we switch you to Hollywood, where Alan Ladd will introduce our special guests.
Today, we have the chance to bring to reality the dreams the 49ers shed for their futures and their children's futures. A drama that began when John Marshall picked a few gleaming flakes of shiny yellow metal out of Sutter's mill race at Coloma and carried them home in the dented crown of his white sombrero. With a vigor born of necessity, the 49ers became empire builders, challenging the dust of the deserts and the plains, scaling the white walls of the high Sierras. There was gold in California, and in boom towns of canvas tents and shacks, dreamers and adventurers in hickory shirts, prospectors with pick and pan, strong men, brave men straddled the sun-washed creeks, panning gold and cried,
"Gold, gold! Nature's treasure, sparkling metal that men die for. Precious gold, beautiful gold, bright yellow gold to drive men mad, to build empires, to..."
Lawrence, Olivier, please. Please, I'm acting.
Oh, gold, gold, take it with you.
Bing Crosby and Bob Hope.
Say, Bob.
Just call me Hardpan.
Hardpan, I'm sorry I ever let you talk me into coming out here to California. Last year I lost my shirt, tan and gold.
What are you kicking about? I lost my pants.
Keep the motor running.
Let's stick with it, and when we strike gold, we'll have millions. Do you hear? Millions.
Yeah, but we've been away from civilization too long. I'd give anything to be home.
What's a home?
That's where people live.
What are people?
You know. Men and women.
What are women?
We've been away longer than I thought. I can't go on much longer. I'm starving. I'm nothing but skin and bone.
Go ahead, read your line.
You can tell this is a fantasy, can't you?
This place is loaded with gold. If we strike it rich, we'll have millions. Millions, do you hear? Millions, millions. I said millions. I can act too, you know.
Yeah, but very little. Jane Wyman got an Oscar for Johnny Belinda. I'll be happy to give you mine if you'll shut up for an hour or two. An hour and 20 minutes.
Just put it in the pot, boy.
I tell you, Hardpan, let's go back. When you told me you made a strike here last year, you were just joshing.
Please, no joshing. We had to.
But I did make a strike. I came to town with $1 million worth of dust.
Well, what happened to your dust?
I met a blonde vacuum cleaner.
A.C. or D.C.?
Besides, Nugget, we can't quit now. I gotta make good for my pa's sake. Pa came west and forged through the Cumberland Gap. He forged through the Laramie Flats. He forged through Kit Carson Pass.
That was a pioneer.
No, a forger. Ma was a pioneer. She came from an old pioneer strain. Ma had 20 children.
Well, that's a strain on any pioneer.
You speak from experience, don't you, boy?
That ain't enough.
Yeah. Yeah, but Ma knew that this was the land of opportunity. She knew that men and women would be coming out here to raise their children. And their children will have children. And their children's children will have children. That's why I tell you, Nugget, we can make a fortune out here.
Digging for gold?
Running a diaper service.
Me? Oh, no, not again.
You mean you let me down, Nugget? We came out here for gold, and we're going to find gold.
Well, do you have a doodle bug?
No, it's my underwear that makes me so jumpy. We'll start digging without one.
Well, what'll we dig with?
Oh, if you only had your golf clubs.
Now, hold on here. Hold on here, Spouts. Now, don't knock my golf.
I'm not. I admire it. Who else can perform brain surgery on gophers and play golf at the same time? Before you started sandblasting, there was no Grand Canyon. But yeah. To work. How are you with a pick?
Well, not as good as you are, but then I ain't got that nose either. Yeah.
Now, look, Noghead. I got a comeback for that, but I'm saving it till we go on to a show we get paid for. Don't you think that's fair?
Hold it.
Besides pretzel ears.
Pretzel ears? What is this? That's gratitude after I let you hide behind them when the Indians attacked us.
What are we gonna hide behind when the audience attacks?
Well, you can make a slingshot out of your girdle.
Now, wait a minute. This is the year 1849. We're in the California Gold Rush.
Well, 1849. Hardly seems that only 75 years ago, Betsy Ross sat down to make the first American flag.
And you helped to thread the needle.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. Why, I'd show you I haven't got a single gray hair in my head if my hair wasn't plastered down with bear grease.
Why kill a bear to do a cub's work?
Hey,
look at that hole in the cliff. That must be a gold mine.
Why bother digging gold? Let's just get a flashlight and climb down into your wallet.
Tell you, Nugget, there's gold in that mountain. I can smell gold a mile away. And my nose tells me there's gold right there in that mountain. Hand me the dynamite.
Hey, Hardpan.
My nose has never been wrong. Now I light the fuse.
Well, what does your nose say now?
Ask it yourself. It's laying right over there.
Well, it just goes to show what a mistake it is to go digging for gold, especially when you can be making money so much easier. Should we tell the folks?
By all means.
You don't need a pick and a shovel to pick up a pot full of gold.
The lettuce that you put in bonds for you and your chickadee
will soon be happy cabbage when they pay you 4 for 3.
You can't buy new shoes on a shoestring or socks till you sock it away.
If you want to raise a family, take this tip from Uncle Lillis.
The stork may bring the babies, but he doesn't pay the billets.
We used to be two vagabonds.
Now we're lovely.
We're engaged.
No wonder we invest in U.S. savings bonds. They say that your face is your fortune.
Why don't you go down and pick up your unemployment insurance now?
Quite a low, isn't
it? Yeah, quite a low. We're dubbing something in.
A girl who wants to be a bride can't dress like old Rob Crusoe. Put your dough in the savings bonds and you can get that trousseau.
Made it.
A singer who stocks up in bonds. That singer will never go flat.
Time you bought some more.
They say that Rita Hayworth likes the payroll savings plan. If Rita H. can do it, then we're sure that Allie can. We're two boys who once sailed for blind. But now we stay at home and count our savings bonds.
It has always been a pleasure for me to appear on a savings bonds program, to talk about them to fellow Americans. One good reason for my enthusiasm about savings bonds is that I know I'm only asking you to do what you really ought to do, save for a secure future for yourselves and your loved ones. There's no safer investment in the world than a savings bond. It's every bit as strong as the country in which we live. Let me urge you, therefore, to buy savings bonds and to buy them regularly, either through the payroll savings plan where you work or, if you're self-employed, through the bond-a-month plan where you bank. And when you get an extra few dollars, here's a good idea. Buy an extra bond from your local post office or bank. Remember, they're as safe as Uncle Sam, and they pay you back that good profit of $4 for every $3 you invest.
Bing's right, folks. When it comes to getting ready for that rainy day, there's nothing like a good nest egg of savings bonds. They're a swell way to save for the little vine-covered cottage you've been dreaming about, or for the college tuition when Junior gets old enough to start working for that degree. Buy savings bonds and save with Uncle Sam.
You've been listening to radio's finest quarter hour, the U.S. Savings Bonds transcribed guest star, presented by this station each week as a public service. Our special thanks go to today's guests, Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. Next week, there'll be another great show, a holiday special featuring Frank Sinatra and Dorothy Kirsten. So be sure to tune in. Meanwhile, here's holiday greetings from John Conte with the suggestion that savings bonds make ideal gifts, for they grow in value year after year. This year, give savings bonds.